So earlier, I didn't have a lot of time, but I was horny to say the least, and thinking about some of my friends that I've met across the interwebs and IRL too. One thing's always the same, that each and every one of those friends is wonderful and different in their own way. Their own sexy, sexy way. So, I wrote some limericks because I wasn't by myself. I was, to be honest, the movers were moving my big furniture into the truck out of my tiny apartment to bring it to my big apartment. And I was sitting in the car babysitting my cat, because she did not want to leave the apartment, but also be in the car or anywhere. It's like she didn't want to be in the empty apartment, but she didn't want to be like alone, you know? Anyway, I'm gonna stop talking about all that. I was bored, and I started to record these limericks as well. But I got interrupted like 2 seconds into the actual recording, so that hasn't happened yet, which is why I'm here now, 2 minutes in, and not talking about what I'm supposed to be talking about. I'm just so happy to be in this new place, you guys. Oh, okay. So these are little limericks inspired by lovely boys. All right. Let's start here. In my DMs, I have an admirer whom I met when I felt the desire to answer some questions that led to erections and launched my career as a panty supplier. Everybody's gonna know, like, if this is about them. Like, I'm putting in, like, these are funny. They're gonna be funny. Maybe not when you don't have the context to all of them. Some of them are still funny, but that was to a friend who asked me about my past selling used panties. We just started having a conversation and now we're pals. Thank you, Ask Reddit, I think. But yeah, so that was for you. Moving on. I once knew a lad from afar. He told me that he played guitar. So I asked him to strum on my clit with his thumb, and in minutes my cunt went bizarre. That one I liked as well. Okay. I once met a boy on the internet who hadn't even asked me to dinner yet, but his voice stole my heart, and my legs fell apart, so I grinned and said, "Bon appetit." I know the bon appetit and internet and dinner yet is kind of the stretch, but like, bon appetit. Internet. Dinner yet. It works, okay. Shut up. This is for somebody who's commissioned me. Thank you if you're a person who's ever commissioned me, by the way. Because doing these projects, like, for fun is fun, but doing them, like, and, like, not having to feel, like, guilty about taking the time or anything away from actual working just, like, feels really nice. I could do this as a job for sure. Let's see, where were we? I did know a man, oh so horny, that he asked me to write him a story. When I named him my price, he said, "I'll give you twice that," and purchased two more the next morning. Oh, this one, he knows who he is. Might be a lie in here, but it rhymed, so it's better. I slept with a boy in September. Why? He gave me a night to remember. I fell under his spell, felt the heat between us swell. Christ, he laid pipe so well, at last we came together. Okay, this one, I'm going to read it together. I have two here. I play with a friend now and then, who is quite skilled with words and a pen. He treats me as good as a big brother should, even better when we're alone on the weekends. For one handsome gent, I'd walk many a kilometer to deliver in person a thermometer just to check he hasn't got a fever or cough. Wait, he's just that goddamn hot? Unbelievable. Are we buying rhyming unbelievable with thermometer? How did I say that? That worked. Kilometer, thermometer, unbelievable. Sorry. That one was not great, but it's cute. Not me, like, tearing apart my own writing while reading it to y'all. There's also a boy with a growl, whom, when I listen to, I keep a towel. His rough nature keeps me soaked, and this is not a joke. One of these days, he's gonna hit it for hours. I did know a guy from New Zealand of whom I'd thought fairly highly and found appealing. I gave his cock so much attention, but he conveniently forgot to mention that he did not think my pussy deserved the same feeling. And the last one. I feel for this lad in Korea very deeply. I do wish I could meet him. Wrap myself up in a ribbon, fly for miles by the million, to see him for a night and let him make the decisions. He's the only one I always call daddy. I would quite like to be called the lad's lassie. I hope this doesn't change things. I don't really want to name things. But I'm quite happy. Oh, fuck. I fucked up. He's the only one I always call daddy. I would quite like to be called the lad's lassie. I hope this doesn't change things. I really don't want to name things. But receiving his affection makes me happy. That's all they wrote, kids. I think that's all of them for now. Yes. Oh, no. Okay. There's two more. So. This one's cute. This one's about a cutie. He's a good friend of mine. Fate found me a leprechaun so precious. Our kisses would oft turn me breathless. I would faint in his arms, fell in love with his charm, so much I could eat him for breakfast. Where's the other one? Okay, let me see here. Okay, I found the other two. There's actually two more now. Okay, so this one has a name, so... The new fellow I met is called Brian. You made me come without even trying. His face is quite attractive, and on GWA, he's active. When I etch for him, sometimes I end up crying. And lastly, for now, there's gonna be a part two. Chill. Because I missed some of you. Because I'm a whore. A British accent always makes me wet, so of course I will never forget. He who plays with my kinks and his cock swiftly sinks, as deep as can be, calls me baby, does he, and he is one of my favorites yet. That one was not good. That was not good. The Brian one was better. Let me know which ones you like. Did I do the... I think I did. I did know a guy from New Zealand of whom I thought of quite highly and found appealing. Gave his cock so much tension. I did do this one. But he conveniently forgot to mention that he did not think my pussy deserved the same feeling. I don't know, they're all my favorite. Okay, I'm gonna write more of these, and I'm gonna stop this recording now because it's like dumb long for no reason. But I hope you enjoyed my limericks and my rambling and my being excited about being in my new apartment. I don't know if you can hear, but this bitch echoes. It echoes in here. Because it's really big. It's like four times the size of my old place. I'm freaking out a little bit. Anyway, bye. I love you guys so much.